And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. It's Corey and I in the house. Pete is still on his little thaw-out adventure down in Mexico, having some great times with some great friends and hopefully catching some good waves. And, man, do we have a fun show for you today. Captain Frank Lopresti and Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's are going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all things Rollo Grand Raffle. We're going to be having a great time doing it and talking a whole lot of fishing, too. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090, Facebook, and YouTube Live. And don't forget that Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver. Or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup as I slide the microphones back up there. Having a great time here this morning again, hanging out, talking with Mike Lum and Captain Rollo's. And, man, what a busy start to the season for you guys. You know, when the grand raffle tickets come out, you guys hit the ground running. And there's going to be a big one this year. This is going to be a really, really, I think, a big event for Rollo. And you guys always pull out the stops. You always keep it exciting. There's always new prizes. This is going to be a really good one. And, man, we're sure pumped to talk about it today.
Well, the Grand Raffle is our primary source of funding throughout the year, and so we look forward to it getting it kicked off. We actually kicked it off at Tackle Day, Rick, at your event here, what, about a month ago?
Which was a huge event.
Yeah, we had a great, great day, and that's typically when we start selling these tickets, and these are sold all, you know, for 5 months. We do the drawing on Day at the Docks is actually where we do the drawing now, and we do that live at the conclusion of Day at the Docks. And that's been great. Surprisingly, with all the thousands of tickets we sell over those months, it's interesting how often there'll be somebody there when we're doing the live drawing that actually won.
How cool.
I mean, it's an ironic thing. But it happens. It happens almost every year.
And I put in last year a couple $100 worth just to put towards a donation and drew second place in the darn
thing. That's what I'm saying. It's an amazing thing.
It's pretty cool.
Totally random. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, we have several people that will buy thousands of dollars worth of tickets to support the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
And not have their name drawn.
Right.
We draw 30 names, 30 prizes. And so, you know, the odds are there. Then you get somebody that walks up and buys a ticket or two tickets, and they win.
And win some.
That's just the way it goes. But the bottom line, and I'll say it numerous times today, is every single ticket that gets sold, there's a kid that wins.
That's right.
And that's really the point of this. It's all about raising money to put more kids on their first ocean fishing trip.
How many kids to date, roughly? Do you have a clue?
We have exceeded 150,000.
Wow. Man.
And we haven't tabulated last year, so that hasn't been added in yet. But the number keeps growing each year, of course.
Huge.
And
that's from San Francisco?
Most of our trips are in Southern California, but we will go all the way up to San Francisco when there's groups of kids that apply and we grant a trip. We have no problem at all taking care of the kids up there. So
it's one of my favorite things about what Captain Rollins does, and you don't have any limitations on things. Like, you get the kids, we'll get you out fishing. And it can be a multitude of things, you know, whether it's a Boy Scout group, underprivileged, overprivileged, church group, whatever it is, neighborhood, school, there's no set boundaries. You get the kids, you provide us some chaperones, we're going to do our best to get you fishing. It might be I know that the Ramona High School fishing team just went out and they raised funds to go fishing, hooked up with Frank, and he just said, well, we need to, you know, we can expand you twice as much. If you're already raising funds, we'll cover half of it, and you cover half. Now you get to go twice as often. Like, there's all kinds of scenarios that exist.
We are today more aware and more, I guess we really are asking groups that want to go fishing to help us on the funding. We will pay for the entire trip, and, of course, we're going to prioritize. If we only have X amount of dollars in our account and we have to, you know, curtail it at some point, we are always going to go for the underprivileged kids, the inner-city kids, you know, all that. But occasionally there will be a group, like you just mentioned, and if they're willing to pay half, then our money goes a lot further. And we're finding more and more groups are willing to help us do that.
So, how cool.
Their story is like my favorite. They, you know, it's a fishing club that Ramona High School put together, and they happened to be in the tackles. They were going on the Dolphin, and, you know, they raised their own money to go fishing. And, you know, the guy who, you know, heads the group there happened to be in the tackle store the same time Frank was. We're like, oh, you should talk to this guy. I mean, Frank does what Frank always does. He whipped out his personal card. He goes, this is my cell phone. You call me. You know, I'm going to be traveling for these 3 days. You call me on the fourth day, and we'll see what we can do to help you. The next week, the whole you know, high school fishing team was out on the Dolphin, like, sneaking extra trips
cool.
in that they would have been. I love stuff like that. And you know, everybody that's a part of Captain Raw, that's how all of you guys operate. And it really is just to take kids out fishing. Frank will be joining us. He's just on his way in here this morning. But I just thought it was so cool. Without any hesitation, this is my cell phone. You call me in 4 days. We're going to get you guys out fishing. 1 week later, the whole crew is there.
That's incredible.
So cool.
There's times where we have to cringe just a little when Frank does that, because it's like, we've already got the trips budgeted. Oh, we only have X amount of dollars. Take it easy.
Frank's a make it happen guy, man. That's how it works. Like, oh, you got kids that want to go fishing? All right, we're making this happen.
You know, one of the things that I enjoy everything about the whole organization and how it works and all the kids that benefit and a long, long, long history and so many great stories. But we've been doing this now for 25 years. So we have people now that went on their first ocean fishing trip as a 10-year-old as part of this. They're 35 years old now.
Yeah.
They own a boat. They have kids, right? They come up to us at the shows and they go, you know, I only fish today because I got to go out with you guys when I was 10 years old, and they tell you the whole story. And you start hearing that on a fairly regular basis, these guys that got their introduction to the ocean. And not, you know, obviously not every kid falls in love with the ocean. You know, sure. Some do, some don't. But I will tell you that every single kid that goes has a lifelong memory of everything from looking at the starfish that are on the rocks out here next to the boats, to the sea lions on the buoy as you leave, to the bait receiver, to the all the shorebirds. I mean, on and on and on. Those memories are etched into those kids' head, and they will be there for the rest of their life. So when they see something on television or in a magazine or whatever, and it's a picture of a dolphin or it's something like that, they will always remember their experience out on the ocean. And that's really what we're trying to do, is give them that opportunity to fall in love with the ocean, and a great many of them do.
That's incredible. It really is.
You guys, you know, and there's such a team of people, and obviously, you know, your right-hand man, you know, Tim Baker and Howard and everybody does the show. And, like, you know, it's tough because those are the guys I get to see all the time because they're the ones that travel with you and do the shows. But I know that there is a large team of people behind Captain Rollo's helping making decisions and helping move and making parts happen. But you guys do such a good job of keeping things. It's you're so creative in all of the fundraising opportunities, and it's like every time you guys figure out a fundraiser, it somehow like overly benefits the person donating the money. You do pick a box at Tackle Days every year, and it's like, well, they're the most no-brainer ways to donate. Like, well, here's a scenario where you're going to pay X amount of dollars, you're going to win even more prizes than what you're paying for, and your money's going to take kids fishing. You guys do such a great job with it.
We think about it probably too much. I mean, there are many, many nights when in the middle of the night I'll think of something. Yesterday I spent a lot of hours in the car, and I found that if I turn the radio off and just sit in silence while I'm driving for an hour or two, that all kinds of crazy thoughts come up, you know? And that's usually when I call Tim or send him a text and go, hey, I was just thinking. He goes, oh, no.
Here we go. So that's his prank phone call is what you're saying.
but all these creative things, because I remember John Rowe was running it, and he did a fabulous job, our beloved late John Rowe, right? But when it came to you, I mean, that's where the pick-a-box, the reel a week,
Well, when John and I used to talk a lot, and here's how the conversation would often go. You know, John, I was thinking. He was more patient than Baker, right? He would listen. He would listen and hear me out, and then he would say, I think that is a wonderful idea. I think you ought to take it to the board of directors and talk to them about it, and maybe you could do that.
Yeah. That's
and it's great. Like, I wasn't even involved, right? It was like, if you're going to keep coming up with these ideas, you better be willing to do something, because there's no more time on my plate to do this, right? That's how it was. But John was a one-man band, literally. I mean, he did it all. He did the fundraising. He did the trip bookings. He did the talking to the groups to see who was going to go. He handled things that Frank asked him to do about. He did everything. And that was a part-time job because he was still running the tackle store at Seaford.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He juggled a lot, and then when I got involved, and then eventually all those other guys just kind of got involved. The thing has grown now to the point where one person you couldn't do it.
Yeah, no
you
way.
Couldn't keep up with it.
That's awesome.
And still do your regular jobs. I mean, that's part of the problem. Is there's only so much time.
But I guess what I'm getting at, bringing you on board, you taking the reins, really has created all these cool things from, like, we're talking about Reel a Week, Rod a Week, the Pick a Box, but today.
It wasn't.
Through the wars.
You know,
yes, that's
all
right.
All these things, these came about as many, many people said, hey, what about this? Hey, what about that? Tuna War is a great example. Tuna Wars came about because Paul Hebert was at the Long Beach show, and he was there on behalf of Maui Jim Sunglasses.
Yeah.
And Mike Battistoni at the time was Maui Jim Sunglasses out here. And Paul Hebert saw the Friends of Rollo booth and saw all the activity and saw all the excitement and heard all the laughing.
Wheel spinning.
Yeah. And he goes, what's going on over there? So Battistoni walked him over and showed him, and he goes, I want to do something to help. And literally by the next day, Battistoni had thought of this idea of having Paul come out and go fishing with the public, and we could raise money. And Paul didn't understand how that was going to help. He was like, Paul, people will pay money to fish with you just to be able to say they fished with Paul Hebert. Really? Okay, fine. Well, it worked so well, then Paul got off the trip that year and he said, I'm coming back next summer and I'm bringing a couple other guys with me.
Yeah, I love
and we're
going
to make this a competition, he said. It was like, and that's where Tuna Wars came.
How cool.
What a run.
Yeah, and
so
it's been
cool.
I thought it would last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. I've lost track. I think this is the 9th or 10th coming up. Yeah. And both the boats for Tuna Wars this year are already sold out.
Get out of here.
That's incredible.
We have a waiting list going. So if anybody is interested in going on Tuna Wars, you're going to have to be on a waiting list at this point.
And I know it's way ahead of time, but the captain's reception, Mike, I've been to a few times, is the coolest thing ever. Like, if you can't get on the trip, you can partake in meeting the captains. And
actually, for benefiting the kids, right? That's what this is all about, benefiting the kids.
The silent auction.
The reception is more important to the kids than the boats.
Yes.
The boats make it all happen.
Sure.
But the reception, and anybody can come to the reception. It's free. You just, there's no ticket. There's no reservation. You just show up. And it's a fun evening. You're rubbing elbows with all kinds of fun people. And there's a raffle that we're obviously hoping that you buy raffle tickets. There's a live auction. There's a silent auction. There's great food. There's just a lot of fun. It's a fun, relaxing evening.
What month does that take part? I know we're way early.
June. It'll be, I think, I don't have a calendar in front of me. I think the reception is like on Sunday the 23rd or somewhere close to that of June. And then that following Monday, the next day, that evening, the boats depart out of Fisherman's Landing. And then they come back on Wednesday evening for the weigh-in. And they determine who the winning team is. Captain Bob Cook. We'll be back out again.
Hey, all right.
And he's been out here twice.
Yeah.
He's won it twice.
Super fun.
And he's coming back now to try to win it again.
Try for the
hat trick.
Then
Dave and Nancy Marciano, they will be on the Tomahawk this year, and their team will be competing with Bob Cook.
But like what cool people,
that's
really. Because Bob Cook is like the most down-to-earth, like
super.
One of us, kind of real dudes.
Totally.
And Dave and Nancy, too, you know, just kind of the hippie version.
That's all I'm thinking.
It's a really fun thing. And I enjoy the show when we come in here the morning of the, I guess it's the morning of the reception or the day before, I forget. But it's fun listening to Dave and talk about that. I'm sure we'll be able to talk him into that again for this coming year. You know, now things have changed on their end. Wicked Tuna is no longer on the Nat Geo, and at least it's not being the new there is no new episode. It was not renewed.
Interesting.
So everything's kind of in flux as to how that's going to happen. And Dave told me, he said, you know, I don't care what happens, I want to come out and I want to keep helping you
that's
guys.
So
oh, such
so
a cool guy. But
for sure.
But speaking of all that, I mean, we've got a lot to talk about right here, right?
And yes, we do.
Maybe we should talk about it when we come back. How about that?
Certainly.
You
want to
do that?
Well, I think we should. Yeah, I mean, there's just exciting stuff going on, and we're getting ready for that big grand raffle. And yeah, you've got a very special special opportunity for guys today that we're gonna talk
about. I'm gonna take off my headphones and hold them up close.
I like it. So tell us about Grand Raffle and what's going on and, you know, the big push for today.
Well, everyone knows when we start selling Grand Raffle tickets, we always try to come up with some promotion that's fun for people to participate in. So my full-time job, my actual job, is a manufacturer's rep, and one of the lines that we sell is Kershaw knives. And so I stay very, very busy with Kershaw. And so I had an opportunity to get Kershaw to build this knife.
Can you hold it up close to that?
With flipping around there, Corey. So the logo. So we had them put the logo on there. So the Rollo logo.
How cool is
there.
That?
And so as I was playing with this, and I said, well, if they're willing to put the logo on the blade for us, then we'll do a promotion. And so the promotion worked out that we now have this really cool Kershaw knife with the logo on it, and we're going to give this away if someone buys 15 raffle tickets. So you buy 15 of the grand raffle tickets. That'll cost you $150. And when Tim sends you your tickets, he will also send you this knife for free.
Which is, I mean, that is so badass. It's the way that
really
thing,
cool.
I didn't want to open and close it on, I didn't want to cut my finger.
Kershaw knives are really known for having the flipper opener, so with one-handed, you
like
just flip this,
on the camera
and it
right
opens.
There, yeah.
And then if you want to close it, when you want to close it, there's a liner lock, so you just kind of push that over, so you can close it and open it with one hand. It has a lifetime warranty, and the thing a lot of people don't know, all Kershaw knives have a lifetime sharp policy. So if you have a knife at home, you have two knives, you have four knives,
out of here.
Kershaw knives, and they're dull, you just drop them in a package, you send them up one of those little flat rate envelope things, and you send it up there. They take the knife, they sharpen it back to its original state, which is really sharp, and then if the pocket clip is loose or bent or a bearing is out or the knife is just needs an update, they will do all that free.
Come
on. Get out of here. I did not know that.
Mail it back to you. And so I always encourage people to have at least two Kershaw knives, because that way one is sharp and in your pocket while the other one's getting fixed. But if you had a Kershaw knife and you had a Kershaw knife and I had a Kershaw knife, we could put them all in the same envelope and send them up there. They don't want proof of ownership. They don't want your copy of your receipt from 15 years ago.
That's so cool.
So by spending $150, you get a $110 knife, and you can send it back in.
You can send it back in for the rest of your life and keep it sharp. And at the same time, if something does happen to the knife, if you misuse the knife, you use it as a pry bar and break the blade, no, they're not going to warranty that.
Yeah.
But if you, literally, if something happens with the knife that is a manufacturer's defect, they replace it on the spot, and if they don't make that model anymore, they send you the current model.
Okay, wow.
That is crazy.
So we're giving away these knives with the purpose of 15 tickets, purchase of 15 tickets, and the way you do that is you call. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank. Let him get his headphones on and to the mic. And we were just talking about the grand raffle and the cool Kershaw knife that's coming with it, Frank, and good morning.
Well, good morning. I think that knife is amazing.
Yeah. Now,
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's 15 grand raffle tickets.
Yep.
$150. You call you call Tim, who's standing by.
Right, and he is at 951-264-7382.
I'll hold it up to the camera. Here we go.
And again, you just call. I want to take advantage of that opportunity. I want to get in on that deal. I want to get my 15 grand raffle tickets, which stay obviously for the grand raffle, as you said, that will be announced at Day of the Docks.
We put this out on social media yesterday. Tim's already told me he's had several people buy multiples of this.
I'm sure.
Because they're going to give the raffle tickets away as Christmas gifts. And they're probably giving the knives away as well.
I love it.
So
love
what a cool deal.
Well,
all right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give you two numbers. The first one is for Tim Baker.
Yeah. If you want to take advantage of this deal right now, this is the number you call.
951 area code. Again, 951-264-7382. That's the number for Tim. And to purchase your grand raffle. The number to Let's Talk Hookup, you want to give us a call right now and join in, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. We've got Frankenhaus. We've got the man, Mike Lum. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
We got a really cool one today. So we're going to be giving away a prize to both the caller the texter side. So we'll do our coin flip at the end of the show to designate which is which. But so we will have a winner from the callers, and we'll have a winner from the texter.
Perfect.
As you said, one lucky person, whether it be caller or texter, is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty. You're going to get to go fishing with Captain Taro and the crew there, have a great time on the Liberty. And then the other winner is going to win a Kershaw Iridium knife, which Mike again so graciously brought to one of our prize winners today, and you know he brought the knife in studio again. I mean a work of art. And
I'll tell you what, while you take us to commercial, Rick, I want to hold that up to the camera.
Well, again, we're going to be having a great show. We're really looking forward to you joining us. So much to talk about. So happy to have Captain Frank and Mike joining us here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Season long range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey, San Diego. The Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024. Featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series. Leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Let's talk hookup and giving away some cool stuff today. Not only talking about friends or Captain Rollo's kids to see. I keep wanting to call friends.
You call it friends or all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, right.
Call it whatever you want as long as you buy tickets. Yeah.
Pete's not here to correct us, so we get to call it. We get to call it whatever we want all day. That was my favorite back in the day when Pete was always towing the line, and you know we had Rapala, you know, as a sponsor of the show, and
Rapala.
Pete would so appropriately call it Rapala, and like, man, that was my personal. Like, that's it. I'm not on my watch, buddy. That's been a Rapala since the day I was born, and it'll be until the day that I die.
I struggled with that name until I met the owner of the company at one of the shows, and he introduced himself as Rapala, and it singed into my head.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Wow. I'm sorry, sir. You're actually mispronouncing your name. I didn't know you were aware of that.
Rapala.
Yeah. Well, Frank, we're sure happy to have you join us, and we've been talking all morning about all just the great work that you and the team and everybody from Captain Rollo's has been doing, and we're just so proud to get to continue to do that and talk about it today. And it's just been it's been such an awesome run. Mike, you were saying it's been 25 years.
25 years, yeah.
It just doesn't seem possible that, you know, it's the sign of a great organization and you've got the right people doing it, that it just keeps rolling so well. It just doesn't seem possible that we've been doing this for 25 years. And, you know, Corey and Mike were talking earlier about just the number of kids that have been fishing, you know, into the over 150,000 kids. It's just, I hope you guys are really proud of it, because I'm so proud to see all the hard work that everybody's put into it, and you deserve every accolade that gets mentioned.
I say this almost every time we have this conversation, but I mean it with everything, with my heart. Is this organization cannot function without many, many, many people supporting it. And it's the people that are buying the tickets. It's the people that are organizing the trips. It's the people that are volunteering to go out and chaperone on the trips. This thing doesn't exist without that. So all of us have a role to play, mm-hmm. but honestly, everybody has to pull together to make this work. And that's more true today than ever because of the high cost of the trips.
Yeah.
We have to be very, very vigilant with how we go forward to maintain what we've got going, and that takes everybody's efforts.
Frank, what's the process like if somebody's hearing the show, they've heard about Captain Rollo's, and then, you know, whatever the scenario is, they've got that right group, especially like we were talking about earlier, if you've got a group that it has the ability to do some of its own fundraising, whatever, your Boy Scout trip. What's the process like if they want to go fishing and they want to take advantage? And then I got these kids that have never been saltwater fishing and they would love it. What's the next step?
Well, let me answer that in several ways. First of all, it's amazing right now how many schools are picking up fishing as a program. And there are a couple schools that I know of that allow kids in high school to letter in fishing, which
awesome.
I think is really great. But it's becoming more and more popular, and the demand is becoming more popular. And it takes a phone call is all. We ask that it be a group of at least 30 or more, and it really helps if they have raised some of their own funds. That doesn't mean we won't fund it 100%, but it just helps if they can fund even a quarter of
sure.
it. Okay, it just helps stretch our dollars further so we can take more groups fishing. And then it just takes a phone call to Howard.
Yep.
And his number?
Well, I don't have his. He prefers email because That's he right. can get it from anywhere. And it's howard@rollokids.org. He's very, very good at getting back to you about that. And he will call and talk about where you're located, when, how many kids, when you want to go, and he's great at making that happen.
And the other important thing is, remember, we do want 5 chaperones, non-fishing chaperones. We want fishermen because we like their experience, but they're supposed to be on the boat to help the kids.
Yeah, you're here.
Not to fish for themselves.
I get the best part is, you know, we get to see the back end of it. We get to see all the kids so excited when they go. You know, I'll be working at the tackle store, and, you know, group will go fishing on the dolphin, and, like, man, if you got to see the excitement and just the laughing and running back and forth and excitement level of all those kids before they get to go on the trip, and then, you know, and then just as much on the backside when they're all coming back with their fillet bag of bass and rockfish to, you know, have dinner with mom, like, you'd give every dollar in your wallet if you got to see it all the time. It really works, and it's so, so cool. It's awesome. You know, I mean, I know that there's so much work that goes into the back end of it on you guys, but just getting to stand there at the shop and just seeing group after group go fishing, it's so impressive.
Honestly, Rick, our biggest challenge is raising money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the stuff we do is all about raising money. I have people regularly call and go, I'd love to volunteer. I go, great, we're going to do this event. I need you to come down. And say, oh, no, I want to go out on the boat with them. No. We need your help raising money.
Yeah.
The rest of it is relatively easy compared to raising the money. But it's the money that makes the whole thing work. And I am encouraged because we're starting to see more creative ways of money coming in. And I'll give you a really good example. Let's Talk Hook Up 8-day on the RP or on the Royal Polaris went out on Tuesday. And it's out right now. Wayne is hosting the trip for you guys.
Wayne from CCA.
He called me up and he goes, hey, I'm leaving Tuesday on the trip. Shouldn't I be doing some kind of a Rollo raffle? It's like, yeah, you should. And so real quick, I called Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Doug was able to help us with a rod and reel. We got it on the trip. Wayne was successful. And I think we raised somewhere around $1,500 on the trip. And it was all because of these raffle tickets, Wayne being willing to do it, Doug helping us out, and everybody moved very quickly. But
About how many hundreds of trips go out throughout the year.
Oh, my God.
If that happened on every trip, it's funded for, you know what I mean? Like,
And Rick, we have a group that charters every year an 8-day. I don't know that he really wants me to say his name, so I'm not going to. But I will say that
the accolades, because I know exactly
who he is.
He's
a charter master that has now gotten a pattern with his group. Guys, we're raising money for Rollo on this trip. They raised $14,000 this last trip.
Wow.
And
how
and
much?
It's 14 grand.
Crazy.
And that's just this year. I mean, his pattern has, like, increased.
Every year.
Yeah,
I told him, I said, back, don't be too worried about increasing your number. And he's now working on it year-round, right? It's not just, it happens on the trip, but he's working on it. And I can help any charter master that is going to take a charter, if they will just simply contact me, we will work out the details. It doesn't have to be at that level.
That is
$1,500 is awesome.
John Collins also
another great
does
one.
It.
Yeah.
He also raises a lot of money for Friends of Rollo. So there's a lot of folks out there that don't have the time to come in or to support, to come and work different
functions
or, whatever. Well, those are the people that can also write a check. You know, it's a tax write-off.
Yeah,
it is. It absolutely is, and we are at the end of the year, so that's a good thing to talk about, that people can make donations. If you have any questions, that same phone number that we just gave out, which is 951-264-7382, you can call Tim and talk to him about that. He handles a lot of those donations, and then you also can visit the website, which is rollokids.org.
I love it. And
so if you want to contribute, every way in the world is available.
Totally.
Okay, so.
I would love to see, and we have some of it, but I would love to see some of the fishing clubs do an annual 1 week, 1 month, whatever, fundraiser to help us sell these tickets. That these are a wonderful tool for everybody to get involved
in.
That's
the grand raffle tickets,
because we have months to do it, right?
Right.
And if they want to contact me directly and say, hey, what can I do to help you sell some tickets? I mean, if every fishing club would just commit to sell 20 bucks of these tickets,
totally,
we would be in really, really great shape. And you know, we just have to chip away at it. There's not going to be one answer. But if everybody listening says, hey, I'd like to do something, buy one ticket. That's doing something.
Yeah.
Right? Buy 15 tickets and get this knife.
Which is so
cool, man.
And that's
doing something. It all helps. It all helps. We even have a program on the website where you can commit to donate $10 a month, $20 a month. It comes right, goes right under your credit card. Honestly, $10 a month, who's going to notice that?
You'll never
see it. But yet it adds up.
Totally.
And if we had 1,000 people doing that and they're giving us $10 a month, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of kids fishing, and that's so easy. You just go on the website, sign up for it, and if you decide 6 months down the road you change your mind, it's just as easy to turn it off.
Let's talk about who is helping with the grand raffle. Yes.
You look at those prizes, and every time I look at them, it upsets the hell out of me that I can't buy a bunch.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, that barbecue for Chris, boy, I'd love to win that thing.
So what is that? What?
He does a fabulous barbecue.
Oh, this is Tim Baker with his tri-tip barbecue?
Yep.
Yeah, he volunteered to do that. He backed off for a couple years. I think he got a little overwhelmed. But Tim, whoever wins that, Tim will go to your house or business, and he'll do a full-blown Santa Maria-style barbecue for 12 people.
That's so cool.
And he's done it many, many times for a lot of people I know. I've even gone and helped him a couple of times, and everybody loves it. Everybody just thinks it's a fantastic thing. They can invite a bunch of their buddies over, and he'll do it during a football game. He'll do it for whatever.
Cool.
Doesn't matter. And he did it on one of the docks one time, and it was the guys on the boat that he was cooking for.
They were going out on a trip.
I don't know if they were going on a trip or not. I didn't go on
that.
How cool!
Number. But some of these other prizes, and they vary every year. But we have once again the $2,000 Summit gas card. If somebody
boy, that
buys a ticket,
right? That's the one I want.
So the top 10, what we do is the top 10 prizes, when we come at Day at the Docks, we're going to draw. We draw 10 tickets in a row. We number them 1 through 10. Then we move on to item 11, which happens to be an Akuma Makaira 16. And then the next item is a Daiwa Saltiga 42 speed. Then it's a Shimano Talica 16. Then it's a $500 AFCO gift card and a $500 Turner's gift card and a $500 Dana Landing gift card and a $500 Fisherman's Landing gift card. And it keeps going until we get to 30 items. But those top 10, we call in order.
Okay.
And they get to pick. Would they like a 3-day on the Royal Polaris? Would they like a 3-day on the American Angler? Would they like a 3-day on the Shogun? Would they like
a
New Mexico antelope hunt?
What?
That's in the top 10.
Trip on the Supreme.
Yeah, so you get to pick. So you don't get stuck with something that you can't use, don't want, or already have two of.
One of the things that I'm so into on there that I've done multiple times with my family is the Adventures in Camping trip.
Yeah.
And it's one of the top 10 prizes.
It is.
And you basically...
How does that work?
It's so cool with their services. And if you're the winner, you decide to go camping, and they service anywhere, all of the Eastern Sierra, from above Bridgeport to down below Bishop, and you want to go camping with your family, you call Adventures Camping. Actually, you get on their website. Their website lists a bunch of different trailers that they have. You pick what's right for you. And the thing that I like so much about it, you could be two buds just in high school that want to go camp in the Sierras and stay in a real small trailer for very little money, way less than it costs to go in a hotel. Or you can be multiple families in a bitchin' 30-foot trailer with all the slide outs. Whatever it is, the level that you want, you pick the campsite in Mammoth. They have all the killer info on their website. You want to go here. They then set the trailer up for you. You just drive up in your car. When you get there, the trailer's there. It's set. The generator's on. The air conditioner's running. The fridge is cold. You drive up. You stop in Bishop, and you get your camping supplies. The barbecue's set up for you. It's just everything. And then more important, and they're so cool. Like, they'll set the trailer up right along the creek where you open the door, and two steps out, there's brook trout, I mean, out your door. You bring the dog with you. It's the coolest thing.
But the best part is, when you get ready to go home,
there's no...
You just shut the door and walk away.
You just put your clothes back in your car and leave.
It's like a dirty trick. You know, I'm used to, you know, we used to camp all the time when I was a kid with my family and dad, and like, I mean, it's the night before the process starts, and you're breaking the trailer down. You throw the keys on the table, and you take off, and you're going 70 miles an hour the whole way up.
That's crazy.
In the world. And that's, again, that's for winning, that's for spending $10 on a raffle ticket.
Rick,
you can have that adventure.
Because you talk about it like this, last year I was the second place winner.
Yes.
Get the call, Corey, what do you want? I want the sum of gasoline. Well, that's already taken by number one. I'm like, well, you know, like, I could use an RP trip, I could use all these cool things, but I know there's so many more people that would love that and take more advantage of it than myself. I took the adventure and camping.
Yeah, right.
Corey, only you. You would think of that way.
Well, because it's something also I could share with the family.
Yeah,
too, right?
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
so,
really cool.
Did you go?
I have not been yet.
Okay.
No, which is the bummer, but talking about it.
Oh, it's the
You know
what?
I want to win it again.
Mike, I'm making a motion on our next board meeting that members of the board can buy tickets.
I agree. So, will the phone line?
This really sucks. You know, Frank, the buying the ticket's not the problem. It's when Jim draws the name and they go, Frank LaPresti, get the hell out of here.
That's
I guess I'll have to use an alias.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got a great show for you today. Yeah. There's so much to cover and so much great stuff that, you know, the Captain Rollins organization has done. And again, today is really all about helping raise money. So, it's the giving time of year. It's what we talk about. And I just really do. I hope that everybody out there that has the means and has the ability, do take advantage of that killer Kershaw promotion they're doing. Buy your 15 grand raffle tickets. Get that amazing knife. Call Tim. It's going to send kids fishing, and that's the most
I'll tell you what
part.
You can do. Tim will cringe when I say this. If you buy 15 raffle tickets and you want to put five of them in your daughter's name, you want to put five of them in your wife's name, you want five for yourself, he'll do that.
That's right.
And that's how they'll get entered. And then he'll send you this knife, and you can argue over who's going to get it.
I love it.
I can hear Tim cursing you from here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the phones are packed. And same with the text. We got a lot of great text standing by, and I wanted to start with that. It says, Friends of Rollo is my absolute favorite organization, and I try to donate a few times a year. My question is about the trips. Are the rods, reels, and tackle provided for the kids? Where does that all come from? Can I help with my donations to tackle? I love this and just want to be more involved. From Jimmy in San Marcos.
The rods, the tackle, the food, their lunch or whatever it is, it's quite often hamburgers and chips and a soft drink, are all provided on the trip. The rods come from the landings. The landings usually charge some kind of a price for the rent rods to Friends of Rollo. I've been able to get on the phone, and we've got several landings now that are not charging at all for the rods. We're trying to figure every angle we can to have more money for kids fishing. I think this year is the first time, I believe, Mike, that we've had to hold off on a few groups going fishing. We've had to postpone them to later in the year.
Yeah, that's true, Frank. But you got to remember, you know, it was only a few years ago we were averaging $35 a kid to get them on the boats, and you know, with everything that Frank just mentioned. Today, that number is $70.
Yeah.
So, you know, you keep that in mind as you're thinking about this. You know, we have people say, I want to take three kids fishing. How much is it going to cost? Well, it's going to cost $70 times however many you want to do, which kind of takes me back to that monthly payment thing.
Yeah.
$10, $20 a month. You're taking 2-3 kids a year fishing, and it's
fairly behind the times, Mike. It's now 75.
75, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, you think about that. That didn't hit me until Frank said that, about all the stuff that's included. You know, I mean, that's what things cost. I mean, go out and buy a cheeseburger and a bag of chips and this and a fishing trip and all the gear. Like, it's It's a lot. And raising money is the biggest thing.
The texter said something about tackle, used tackle. It is vitally yes. important to us to get used tackle, but it's not being used on the trips. It's being sold. We're going to sell it at the used tackle sale, which we do at day at the docks, and all the money we raise from that used tackle, again, just goes to taking more kids fishing. So we have amazingly generous contributions of used tackle. Rick at Fisherman's Landing is one of the drop-off spots, so if somebody has tackle and they want to donate it, you can just bring it to Fisherman's Landing. Next time you come down, they will have a, they do have a special locker for us. They put the stuff in, and then we pick it up and go through it and make sure that it's sellable, and then we price it, accumulate it, and then for a day at the docks, we haul it all down to the parking lot here and get, turn it all into money, which then puts more kids on the water.
And it is 100% that easy. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to make a special thing. You can show up with the gear. I don't have to be there. Any one of the guys in the shop, Brandon, Darren, RC, any of the guys, Vince, anybody. You talk to anybody there. They know exactly what to do. They'll take the gear. They'll make sure to get it to Mike, to Tim, whoever's coming down. You don't have to think. If you're cleaning out your garage and you've got several sets of gear that is still very fishable, but you've since upgraded to the newest generation of Italica, and you want to donate that that gear, you guys will take it, sell it at the big yard sale, raise some money, can send kids fishing.
I might interject here. There's quite often, you know, there's a lot of folks that are just bringing it down and leaving it. But then there's those certain individuals that, you know, they look at that Talica 16 that they paid $500 sure. bucks for, and they think, well, maybe I should just put it on eBay or something like that. Keep it in mind that Rick or Doug or somebody will put a value on
absolutely.
That and give you a tax deduction for it. So you're getting something for it. So that should make it a little easier 100%. For you to part for it, and then you're really doing some good for somebody.
You can also drop tackle off at Dana Landing. Mm-hmm. Same drill as Fisherman's. You can also drop off at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Okay.
They will take your donation and do the same thing. And then if you aren't going to be near any of those places, get a hold of Tim Baker at that same phone number that we've been giving out, 951-264-7382, or send him an email, tim@rollokids.org, and we will arrange pickup, which we do fairly regularly, especially when guys have larger quantities of stuff. They call and they say, hey, you know, my dad just moved to Florida, he's not going to be saltwater fishing anymore. He wanted me to give all this to you guys. We make arrangements to go pick it up and turn it into money for the kids. So there's no, we don't want it to be difficult for you.
Yeah.
If you want to donate your tackle, we want to have it, and we want to use it to take more kids fishing.
All right, good stuff. We're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup with Frank and Mike Lum talking about Friends of Rollo when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and that Sports Grid Radio Network.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's so strong, excellent free spool, great drags, and the thing's just the lack of maintenance required to keep one running is what's so impressive to me. I know we use them in the rental department at Fisherman's Landing, and those reels in one season go through more than a lifetime's use for us as our recreational guys, and man, they just put through every punch. They're very, very impressive. And
there is no better.
Yeah, I agree, man. For more information, check out Shimano.com or check out your local Shimano dealer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional. professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Talk Hookup and Talk and all this cool stuff. We didn't give out the, or I haven't, the telephone number to call in today. 213-432-1090. Or I know there's a bunch of texts coming through, right? But there's definitely a couple open lines. So if you want to join us, we're giving away a Kershaw knife and a full-day trip on the Liberty. Between the lucky callers and the lucky texters, somebody's going to win something.
We're obviously getting close to Christmas time because there's a couple of really cool prizes available at the end of the show today. Well, like you said, the phone calls are packing through, and same with the text. Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, you guys. You know, half the fun's just calling in and shooting with Tim about his fishing trip and his life. But it's just a pleasure to call. And I had to, maybe 12 years now I've been in, that rod thing. Wow, what a hook that is.
And rod week.
I think we have the room. Yeah, that was super cool. I got the pleasure of winning a reel. It was mine for about 4 hours. My wife came home and saw it. Gone. I said, what?
You know, I have that problem, too.
I know you
talk
do.
About a, somebody. See, it's gone. Man.
Yeah, we really And I just want to throw it out there. God bless Paul. You know, we lost a great guy there. Starting all this fishing with him and his crew coming out. And those guys are just so cool to donate their time. But I think we have time and room.
Are you, Chuck, are you referring to Rollo?
Yeah, no. Tuna Wars guy. Paul. Didn't we lose
Paul
him?
Hebert.
He died. Hebert, yeah. God bless him. But I don't think any of us
ever heard that.
Yeah, I don't know that that's regardless.
God bless him. Heart attack or something.
Great guy for
anyway,
all the time, for sure.
Yeah. Heck yeah, he was fun. I talked to him on the phone when
we were
down there.
One of the things, too, that we were talking about earlier was, that Chuck had mentioned was the Rod a Week and the Reel a Week promotions. And something that you started with Reel a Week that I thought was so cool, and basically Reel a Week was a promotion where you went around to the different manufacturers, the different shops, gathered a bunch of the different fishing reels, and then exactly that. It was a long time of, however many weeks, that the prize were given away. And such a cool thing to get to donate into, because week after week after week, if you didn't win the raffle on week one, your opportunity was still there time and time and time again. And that bled into Rod a Week, again, a really successful time and just fun seeing, just knowing that your money was good and your opportunity at winning a prize lasted for so long.
You know, that Rod a Week promotion, this was the first year we've done it, and it's still in play. The last rod doesn't get given away until the end of January, but what was very nice about that was Brian Kirhara over on the American Angler, he donated a 9-foot Harnell jig stick that is absolutely pristine, and it was a rod that he and Rollo had on the Royal Polaris when they worked together, and I've heard the story numerous times from people that were handed that rod and from Brian of how much fun they had throwing a surface iron out, getting a yellowtail on it, and then handing it off to some unsuspecting guy and going, here, pull this in, and
hey bud, you got one.
Yeah, and so the way this promotion went, Brian gave us that rod. And we put together a promotion where if you bought 4 of the Reel a Week tickets, they were $25 a piece, or $100. You got into all the rod giveaways. And on the last day, January 23rd, Tim Baker will draw
the winner of that Harnell rod.
So cool.
And Brian's throwing in a two-day trip on the American Angler. So you're going to get to go fishing with the American Angler, and you're going to get Brian's personal 9-foot Harnell jig.
How cool is that?
That was such a fun show, having Brian in here and just reminiscing about all the days on the Royal Polaris and working with Captain Rollo, and you know, just how much fun those guys shared doing exactly what you just described. And Frank, how many times have you seen one of your guys grab a long rod and fire it out and hook a big yellow, and just whether it was the fun of watching somebody pulling a big fish or somebody that's had a tough trip, and I have heard you talk about for years the icebreaker that sometimes a hook in hand has on a guy's trip, and how many times have you watched that scenario go down?
I don't know. Just a lot, you know. And what's amazing is how many people have gotten hooked into wanting to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better than watching a big yellow or 20-pound, 25-pound yellow come up. It's like a big wake coming up behind your jig. And it's just a real ball. And, you know, one of the best scenes I ever saw, though, on a long run, a long rod, was Tim Ekstrom at San Benedicto landing a 160-pound yellowfin on a long run. I mean, it kicked his butt so bad. He was hurting bad. But,
yeah,
you know, he was only probably 25 at the time, and he was stronger than hell. So only he could do it, I'll tell you that. There aren't many guys that could have done what he did that day. But it was just a humongous fish on a long rod that kicked his, you know.
Yeah, and probably with a newel or something like that.
What kind of reel it was on it.
That's cool. Well, Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones? And again, if you want to get through, join us this morning. An open opportunity right now. It's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk to John. John Cole from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And it's always fun and stuff. It was good to see you yesterday there at the landing, Ricky. But and hear your Christmas stories with your son and stuff. That is always fun talking with the guys. And then my wife gave me a Christmas present early. I got to get him going on the 5-day New Year's special on the RP. So that brought me down there to drop some money off to Monica. But you know, I'm a big big fan of Captain Rollo and the kids, and the gentleman that just called. It is funny when Tim calls you. You know, you probably spend 15 minutes talking to him. You know, for you know, a 2 or 3 minute transaction, and you know, it's always fun. You know, I've won a couple of reels. I won one of the rods last year at the PCS show from Batson, which was really cool. And so thank you guys for everything you do and for the kids and stuff, and it's always fun to participate. Have a great day. Happy holidays.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much for all the support.
I know so John, cool. John is a very big supporter of Captain Rollo's. Every time that we have anything at Fisherman's Landing where we're raising funds, whether it be a raffle at Tackle Day or any type of event, John's always a very big supporter, and I want to thank you for that too, John. That's awesome.
It made me think Baker called one of the guys to tell him he had won, right? And the guy goes, Did I win? He goes, no, I just saw your name. I called to see how you're done. No.
John came in yesterday at what is about the greatest hour that we have of the year at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and we had just completed our inventory for the year. So we were done counting, we were done recording, we were finished, and we all high-five and say, today's the greatest day of the year at the tackle store because inventory is as far as it can possibly be away for another year. We got another full year before we needed to do it again, and John happened to came in like a few minutes after we made the last note on the last one, and we high-fived him and said, we're done, buddy!
Just like that.
Well, we had another great text come through. It says, hey, guys, this is Chris from San Marcos. I absolutely love Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We go to the captain's meeting for Tuna War every year without fail. It's a fantastic event, great food, great friends. We donate to the raffle every year to help get kids fishing. Any details on what we might expect for this year's event?
Oh, well, it's too early. We are always working on it. We do know the date. I need a calendar, Rick, to tell. We got to tell people when that reception is. But it's the Sunday, I believe, June 23rd. I
think that's right.
We got a brand new Bill Varney sport fishing guide behind us. So we'll confirm that up for you.
But anyway, it'll be in the same location, which is Dana Landing. I hope we never have to move from that location.
What a cool venue.
The perfect spot for
you. Yeah. Steve Pinard does a wonderful job letting us. He moves all this gear out of the way for us, and it's just he's very accommodating, and it's a wonderful place to have that event. And it'll be open to the public again. We're not going to charge for admission. The way we do that is if you want to partake in the food that's being served, we ask that you buy a wristband to get served food. But if you don't want to do that, then
and what is that, $40-$50 for all the beer and the food?
No, I think it's probably this year going to be $30 for
$30.
Yeah.
Come on,
so like, you know, that's worth 1.5 trips to McDonald's these days.
And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good food.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really special time.
Typically, Jeff Roberti has a whole bluefin, sashimi, everything being served, poke, like all kinds of cool stuff. Tommy P serving wine.
Yes, Tommy P is really good at that.
I remember quite clearly I do. But for $30 to enjoy all that, and that's coming the third week in June.
And we always have incentives there. I don't know what they're going to be this year, but we always have ticket incentives. You know, buy tickets, get something for free, and people love it. It's a really popular event, and I enjoy it a lot more now that we're not selling admission tickets. It's a lot better to just say, come down and enjoy this for free. And it's a lot better. It was killing us trying to sell tickets, keep track of them, check people in. It was just, this was a lot better deal.
You know that the first date with my now wife and mother of my two kids was at the Captain Rob's.
Come on. No way.
Captain's reception.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time Dallas and I went out ever was the Captain Rollo Captain reception at Valley High. And years later and kids later and everything else, that was it, man.
What a cool story,
awesome.
Rick.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What a cool story. Well, we're going to be coming right back and Let's Talk Hookup. I'm going to give you a telephone number right here to Tim Baker before you go to commercial. And that's for today's promotion, purchasing $150 worth of tickets for the grand raffle that we've been talking about. You're going to get this killer knife from Kershaw, and the number for Tim Baker is 951-264-7382. And that's for today only.
Now, wait a minute.
No, you can, while supplies last.
So if somebody's listening to this during the week, app.
Yeah, we honestly, I want to bring that up real quick.
Yeah, right.
So many people listen to this on a pre-recorded basis
during the week.
We used to sell all of our tickets when we come on the show. Tim would just be dying trying to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Well, we now sell as many tickets Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we do on the weekend.
Awesome.
Because so many people listen on the app.
So 9-5.
Corey, wait a minute. That's $150 worth of tickets, and the knife is worth how much?
$110, right?
Yeah.
Holy man. Crazy.
Yeah, right.
I know it.
That's a good deal, right?
Yeah,
so as we go into break, I'm going to give you the number again. 951-264-7382. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Frank and Mike and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app and on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with North Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at North Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all North Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norsklithium.com. That's norsklithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see North Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why North Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. North Lithium.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.